Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and the Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for your prayers, your support, and your encouragement. Appreciate that. Lady Liberty in the studio once again. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday, which
yes,
we will, of course, uphold to. And, you know, we have, we just have to tell our listeners this morning, thank you for all of your awesome support, for all your incredible feedback and helping to keep us on the air. It just is, it's amazing. And when we tell people about, you know, that haven't heard our show about what we're able to do right now in this time where everybody is censored and cut off and not allowed to speak the truth, and especially not allowed to speak about anything that is, you know, controversial
right,
in any way. We are still able to do that, and it's because of all of you and all of your awesome support. So
we just
want to point that out and just say thank you to everyone. And it's just, this is such a huge blessing for us to be able to share the truth with people.
You know, we were talking with some patriots yesterday, and we were talking about the, they introduced us to another patriot who, we hadn't heard of him. We didn't know, he didn't know who we were. And,
Who had just moved from Colorado.
Yeah. Boo. Yes.
Yes.
Well, that place is completely taken over.
Yep.
But anyway, you know, we told him what we did. We have a radio show, and he goes, oh my gosh, you're allowed to have to do that and talk about those things. Like, well, this is cool, because what he didn't know, and what maybe you, the listener, don't know, is that the American Christian Network, I think, is the only independent Christian radio network left.
Right.
At least in the, you know, in the West, and definitely the Northwest. And and so is Liberty Broadcasting, which is the affiliate that we're on right now. Liberty Broadcasting System is an affiliate of the American Broadcasting Network.
Right.
And both locally owned out of Spokane, covering, you know, much of the American Redoubt, definitely, you know, Eastern Washington, North Idaho, Oregon. And shoot them a letter telling them thank you for holding Grant, for not backing down, being fearful, censoring what's talked about.
Yep.
We can speak the truth, and they appreciate that. And so you can go to acn.cc, and there's a contact tab there, you know, where you can shoot them an email and say thank you guys for doing what you do. And
yeah, seriously, because yeah, we are, it truly is a blessing that we haven't been shut down. We haven't been censored or told you can't talk about this or that.
Right.
Right. And so it is all open to us. I mean, it's all fair game.
Right. Right. Yes.
And so, you know,
well, it's on. And
yeah,
some people
exactly,
still get it. They understand we're at war. This is a spiritual war. This is a battle for the minds, the souls, the hearts of the people and a nation. And there's so much at stake. So, you know, we're not going to stand down. We're not going to cringe. We know who we are.
That's
we
right,
know our nation. We know our heritage, and we know who's trying to steal it, and we're not going to let them.
That's right.
Not on our watch.
Nope.
So anyway, yeah, short little intro there, but, yeah, we got some Thrash a Commie Thursday stuff to do here.
Yes, we do. And you know, I've got a really, really, I don't know, a cute story that I just have to share it with you all because it made me smile. I'm sure it's going to make some other people smile out there. And so I ran across this cool article. It's called Outdoor Cats Are Using $500 Starlink Satellite Dishes as Self-Heating Beds. And
oh my
so,
goodness.
You know,
isn't that 5G or something like that?
Well, I believe so. But, you know, the funny thing is that they're, first of all, they cost $500 because they are self-heating. And it says here, a man using a $500 Starlink satellite dish to connect to the internet was surprised to find five cats curled up inside of it on a snowy day. attracted to the dish for its self-heating feature that melts off snow to prevent interference with the connection. The cats would pile in all day until night when they would return to their heated cat house. Oh. And so this man suspects that the wide metal bowl of the satellite dish absorbs and reflects heat from the sun while the self-heating feature warms from below, creating a kind of sleeping bag effect, which the kitties found irresistible. And he confirmed that five cats slows everything down.
while
another Starlink user reported a similar occurrence when a raptor was photographed enjoying the heat on its talons. And so these, that's hilarious.
Attracting, you know, animals. You're going to put a...
These are the people that are getting into Starlink because they want a faster connection. Right. And so, they're even willing to pay more for the heated unit so that it doesn't get filled up with snow. Well, it just fills up with animals instead.
Oh, my goodness. And cooking the cats.
Gosh, I wonder what the effects are on them. But, so you might consider to not get the heated feature if you go with Starlink.
Put a chain link fence around it or something. I won't do it much for the condors, but I don't know. Put an owl, one of those little owl
No kidding. I don't know. I just thought it was
squirrels before you know it.
Something. You know, they're all going to soak up the heat, so that's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Well, watching things, speaking of heating up, we're watching this this judge, this leftist, one would argue even a communist justice of the Supreme Court, Stephen Breyer, is announcing that he's going to retire. And someone said, well, it's not going to really change the Supreme Court much at all because this regime is just going to replace him with somebody is equally or more radically progressive.
That's right.
Well, first of all, these people are not progressive. Okay, they're regressive. It's degenerative.
Yeah, well, they're liars, so of course they're going to say they're progressive.
Right, exactly. And they're certainly not even liberal in the sense of, you know, we're classical liberals. See, they ruin... They redefine things. They hijack our vocabulary.
That's right. Yep.
And but anyway, someone's saying, "Well, it's really not going to change it that much. He's just going to replace it with someone just like him, maybe more radical, progressive." But no, these guys are. You watch. They're wringing their hands right now, trying to figure out how to get the first transgender Muslim female, you know, in there or something. It's going to be, they're going to definitely try to outdo themselves.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but they're probably ashamed because this leftist he's an old white male. So they're definitely going to have to, you know, change that. But I predict these guys are going to try to fill as much of these type of seats up in our government, front load our government with Islamists. You know that?
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
There's as far apart from our Christian heritage and laws, our Judeo-Christian based laws and everything else, try to separate us from that heritage, that history,
right, and
that identity
as a continuation of that process that they already have going on today. So yeah. Why would they venture off their path?
Right.
Yep, that's exactly what
pray
they're going to do
for our country. Pray for repentance and
yep, absolutely. Well, more repentance, because we've already started the repentance and the revival. And so all y'all that haven't done it need to catch up.
Get on board.
That's right.
All right. So we've got the word of the day. We're looking forward to here.
So. Yes, we do. So the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Joel chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, which read, "Proclaim this among the nations, prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble and come, all you nations, and gather together all around. Cause your mighty ones to go down there, O Lord." And so that's the word of the day for today.
One more time. Put that scripture out there. That's
okay.
Heavy.
So it is heavy.
That's a thrash-a-bed godless.
Well, exactly. And here's the interesting part of this was I opened in a Bible that I typically don't use because it doesn't have any notes. It doesn't have any anything.
It's not a study Bible. It's just straightforward.
It's just straightforward, just one book right after another. And so where I turned to was the very end of Joel or the beginning of the book of Amos. There was nothing in between the two. And on both pages, I got to choose from Joel 3, which is God judges the nations, or Amos 1, 3, which is judgment on the nations. Wow. And so which do you pick? Well, you
yes.
They both say the same thing across two different books on the same opening. And so I guess that's what the Lord is saying. He, you know, we're looking around and watching everybody preparing for this Ukraine, Russia, U.S. backed, well, train wreck coming up.
Yeah.
And so the Lord is watching all of this happen, and especially with all the natural gas being cut off to Turkey. And so now he's saying, prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. So, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, uh-oh. That's talking about judgment.
Yes.
That's not talking about, you know, us, our mighty men and men of war.
Right. That is
He's
okay.
Calling up the enemies of Israel who are in rebellion to him.
That's right. And people that, yeah, well, anytime there's judgment on the nations, it's because it's looking like the days of Noah, right? You know,
right.
We're getting closer and closer to that time every single week. And so, you know, that is also part of Revelation that, you know, like we were referring to before, that the end times, Jesus said, are going to be like the days of Noah, where there's mm-hmm. where it was continually violent. Violence was everywhere,
right?
And as well as, you know, all sorts of abominations and horrible things going on. And
well, the sexual perversion
is alone, just, yeah, know, that yeah. alone is Sodom and Gomorrah worthy, you know, without a doubt. And so, yeah, Here's the interesting comparison there. In comparing to Sodom and Gomorrah, they had it in their streets and everywhere they walked. But how different are we if we've got something in our hand that we can see that same exact thing at all times, whether we're on a bus, whether we're driving in a car, whether we're downtown, you could pull that up and see that at any time just equally as well, if not,
oh, yeah, you're exposed
if not
to
even
it
worse
yeah.
that you could find, right? And so how closely we are resembling that time, yeah. even through, you know, devices rather.
Right. What's right in the palm of our hands, accessible yeah. to it.
Right. Everywhere you go, you see it. You can see it, you know, so.
Well, this is, you know, this is exciting. As Christians, we see that the more we see of this, the more we're drawing closer. You know,
I know.
And
well,
very
that,
close.
Yeah, that's right. And this is when it gets darker and we get brighter.
Yeah, we have
more to look forward to as every single day goes by.
We should be. Absolutely should be. You know, someone we were talking to about, you know, talking about the Lord returning and how the signs that we were giving to watch for when that would happen and how that's happening.
Right.
And someone said, well, you know, it's true. He could come back at any time. He might not come back for 100 years, though. And I would agree, except for, you know, a lot of the sermons that we've been, you know, listening to were reminded that we were told that the generation that saw Israel come back to a nation, become a nation, and the Jews returned to Israel, that generation would see his return.
That's right. And that happened in 1948. And
right.
so when you're talking about what is the span of a generation, is it 70 years? Is it 75 or 80 years, right?
It's 80 years if you're by reason of good health.
Right,
right,
right, right. By Moses' standard.
Right.
That was when God got ready to call him back into work, right? Well, so regardless of exactly the length of a precise generation, right? It's generally,
right.
generally a generation is anywhere from, 75 to 100 years. And we're very, very close to the end of
that generation.
Yeah. And so when there's prophecies like that, all prophecies will be fulfilled.
Yes.
And so when it says that we are that generation, because we have seen the return of the Jews to their homeland.
Yes.
And they have reclaimed Jerusalem, and that happened in 1967. So this is it, people. This is you. Otherwise, the Bible lies.
Right.
And it doesn't do that. Everything that is in the Bible is an exact truth. And so be prepared. Be prepared. Yeah. Prepare your heart. Get close to the Lord. Fill yourself. Fill your oil lamp with the Holy Spirit. Right. And keep your eyes looking up and keep your hearts joyful. That's just it. We're in the end and we're getting closer and closer all the time. So gosh, it was so exciting. I can't believe it. Can't even believe it.
Look up. Yeah. So, okay. Well, good. Well, thank you for that. That's definitely something that's very sobering to think about. And all the more reason why we be close to him.
Absolutely.
You know, yep. And true words. Yeah. You just flipped that open and came right to the one of two scriptures from one of two books. And both of them said the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Judgment.
Judgment on the nations.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break. And before we do, though, I want to share something with you guys that's just so cool. And there's some patriots that we've been connected to in the area that have just done so much to help so many people. And
boy, talk about bright, shining stars.
Oh,
my
yeah.
gosh. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. So there is, if you want to write this down, hopefully you got a pen and paper, it's mypreppercoach.com, and you tell them John Jacob and Lady Liberty sent you, and they'll knock $5 off one of their classes. But they have classes on everything from firearms, reloading, shooting, radio communications, solar setups, gardening, you know, animals, just all of this.
Farmsteading. They do a little bit of everything, and they're the personalities of these people are just absolutely rock solid, such admirable people.
Yeah. Yeah. They're based out of North Idaho, and what is it? Mypreppercoach.com. And they put on classes all the time.
Yep.
And not just these two that were the husband and wife couple that pour their hearts and everything into it and have for, you know, decades, but all of the people in their network, and we know so many of them, are just the most selfless, generous people that are Christians and aware of the times that we're in. And they're always having some, like, a Dutch oven cooking thing, you know, where, like, 30, 40 people show up with their Dutch ovens, and they share recipes and teach people how to cook with them. The next time, they'll have a communications radio class. The next time, you know, they'll line up and schedule, like, a women's-only handgun self-defense class.
They do a lot of those, in fact, for you women out there that are looking to take a handgun class or shooting classes. They do certified instructors. Yep. They do an awesome job with that. And so look them up first.
Yep. They've got a class coming up too, Reloading Basics. And just a bunch of, there's so much. We couldn't even begin to get into it. Anyway, we were talking to them and they said, hey, you know, we want to help people. You know, if there's a way you guys can help get the word out for people in this area.
Right.
I'm like, absolutely.
We've been
strong supporters of them for so long. And I'm actually kind of ashamed we haven't mentioned them earlier because it's such a great resource with so many new people moving in that have wondered, how do I get connected? How do I learn? This is all new to me.
Right.
And, you know, where do I begin? And, well, you begin by getting connected to some of the most awesome Christian patriots you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Talk about people that walk their faith.
Yeah. And a network of hundreds of people just like them that are all really aware of what's going on and that look out for each other. And that's what they're planning to do. Look out for each other.
Yep.
And come to each other's aid in times of need, which they've done over and over.
Yep.
So, all right. I thought I'd mention that. Anyway, we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes with this, just a couple of messages anyway, with the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty at 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
The communists set out to brainwash the people. To
destroy their will to freedom, to wipe out their religion and culture. Newspapers were filled with lies and distortions, and still are. Anti-Western and anti-American.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two here brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It is legal defense for self-defense. It is just $11 a month for our listeners if you use the coupon code JohnJacob. That's if you're going to go directly to uslawshield.com and sign up. Use the coupon code JohnJacob. And I am remiss for forgetting to mention that not only does that give you the discounted rate of just $11 a month, but your first year is 2 months free.
Yep.
If you pay for a year, you get two additional months free before you have to renew again.
Yeah, and you can't beat that. That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's just absolutely. Whether it's criminal case or a civil case or both, they've got you covered. And there are no limits and there are no deductibles. It's just straight up $11 a month. And you can add additional. If you're traveling to multiple different states, you can put these little riders on there. You can customize it to fit your
needs. Yeah, you can include everyone in your family, even your children, and it even covers administrative issues that might arise at your child's school.
That's a good point. One of the examples we talked about was when somebody had their family on there that had a high school kid that was being bullied, and he was forced into a situation where he had to defend himself, and they wanted to suspend him. You know, zero policy on violence. Well, this kid's getting pummeled and he defends himself and he's going to get, well, they actually came to the kid's aid in an administrative level situation. There's no civil or criminal case, but they have a whole pool of attorneys across the country.
Yep.
And one of their top attorneys that specializes in Second Amendment laws and self-defense intervened and stood the school administration down.
That's right.
And of that. So,
and especially with the school boards behaving the way they are lately,
oh man,
and all
out of control.
You know, completely gone communist and all this other nutty stuff, that could be worth it right there.
Hopefully your kids aren't even in the government indoctrination
for sure.
facilities any
yep.
longer. Folks are making choices there. And hey, speaking of awesome choices, we're not really having much of a choice right now when it comes to our health care. We just saw the day before yesterday a 31-year-old father. His he's at the top of the list to get a heart transplant, and they refuse to do it because he's not vaccinated.
Yeah, could you
That's
imagine?
That's insane.
Yep.
Absolutely, just infuriating to me.
Well, that is the brother to murder right there.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Well, so we mentioned this a while back. This was in the works. It's actually coming to fruition. In Idaho, they're starting a new Christian medical co-op, healthcare
yep.
co-op. It is called Heart of Hope Health, and that's the website, heartofhopehealth.com. And that is they're based out of Hayden, but these are medical workers in the region who are forming our own health co-ops where you have the choice. Nobody's going to say, oh, you can't have this procedure done because you're not vaccinated, or you can't have ivermectin or something else, right? So this is really exciting.
Right. And, that is outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They've
Fantastic.
Got an open house for you to learn more. The dates are, tonight, 27th, January 27th, January 28th, and the 31st. And that's right under their news section of the website there at Heart of Hope Health. They are trying to raise funds right now to buy medical equipment, and they need folks' help. They need donations. This is grassroots as it gets with our medical healthcare workers.
And that is exactly what we have been hoping and talking about, you know, for the past 2 years now, saying
yes.
We hope that people remember that they can branch off and start their own business. They don't have to work under these tyrannical hospital mandates. They can you know, they're doctors, they're nurses, they can branch off and do their own thing. And here they've actually done it. So, oh my gosh, as much as you can, jump out there and support these people doing the right thing.
Yep. We're at Heart of Hope Health, are founded by a group of local healthcare providers who see the need in our community for a reimagined healthcare system, a system that prioritizes the individual's rights to choose what health and wellness decisions are best for them. And their website's full of scripture backing up, you know, their stance, their policy.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and also they want to offer testing, free testing, and they're needing, you know, what is it? I've got the, I don't have time to get, I can't pull it up right now. I don't know where it went, but they're asking for. Oh, I do have it. An EKG machine, a DCA A1C analyzer, blood analyzer, X-ray machine, Doppler, cholesterol analyzer, a cast cutter. So these type of analysis work they want to, you know, try to do for free or reduced amounts. So
outstanding. Now, where are they going to set this up?
It is. Oh man, I think their office is based out of Hayden, Idaho.
Okay.
I don't know where the facility is going to be, and that actually might be. But if you guys just go to heartofhopehealth.com, they've got everything, you know, their about page, their news releases page where they mention the open house, and their newsletters that they're putting out. The last one just came out on the 12th of this month, so...
Right. And so all of you that aren't in that area that are listening to this broadcast across the United States, you might forward this website to other doctors and nurses that you know and ask them to duplicate it in your own areas.
Some people know how to thrash commies.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, there's more than one way to skin a communist.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
I mean, a cat, right? So
Yes, it's called capitalism. It's called don't give them any ground to start monopolies and act like tyrants and act like, you know, this hospital is the only hospital available for anybody to use. And they're going to tell you have to get a vaccine. That's nonsense. We're Americans and we're capitalists. We can create competition and steal all their business.
That's right. There's competition out there. The Blue State Conservative just listed six organizations continuing with the COVID vaccine mandates despite the COVID ruling. So don't use these people if you care about freedom. United Airlines, Carhartt, Citigroup, American Airlines, the NBA, of course, and Wells Fargo.
Yep, don't
scratch
use them.
Right off the list.
Ban them.
They don't deserve our business.
That's right.
All right, guys, you have a blessed, safe day, and join us tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash a Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.